argument is that initially we didn't want that that anomaly. We wanted it to apply, and in the course of the discussions with the Democrats, they said, no, we want taken off condoms, we want to take off a few other things as well. Now, if you agree to take it off, say, tampons, then within a few days, somebody will mount a case to take it off something else. And the whole thing then comes under challenge. See, the whole essence of a goods and services tax, remember, is to have it on effectively everything at a relatively low rate, so you can get rid of these very, very high rates on some things which distort economic choice. I mean, of course, if you look at tampons in isolation, just as you look at something else in isolation, you can mount an argument to take the tax off it. Now, of course.